This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night. Oh, radio.
If they had a been like me.
A huge welcome once again to one and all. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday evening and you're here once again. Those true legends that really do make it live. Absolutely fabulous. Of course, you can listen via the catch up service from tomorrow morning, but it's always exceedingly wonderful to know some of you are out there tuning in right now to this very show. I'm here in our fabulous studio in Brentwood and you're there across the country listening right now with bated breath wondering what the heck is going on tonight on the show that goes like this. Well, as you know, I will take any opportunity to say the word heck. I've got it in quite early on and I'm quite pleased with myself about it. Hope your Tuesday's been treating you well. Good news week, I guess, so far after a lot of uncertainty, a lot of not knowing what the future will bring. As of the announcement yesterday, people kind of feel a bit clearer about the pathway. We kind of all feel a bit happier, don't we? So I thought we'd reflect that tonight. I'm not just simply going to play a load of songs that reflect happiness. That's easy. And what I have done over the last few weeks, you may have noticed if you've been tuning in regularly, is shy away from those ridiculous holidays a little bit that was a key feature of the show that goes like this up until recently. I didn't want to make it too samey. So, therefore, I thought I'd bring it back tonight because, obviously, I only get to feature ridiculous holidays that occur on the same day of the broadcast normally. And having not done it for a while, it enabled me to look at some truly ridiculous ones that have been missed over the last few weeks. And, therefore, we're going to go over some of these what can only be described as insane holidays that do exist as a thing worth celebrating. If you do some research, you'll find out I haven't made any of these up. They are genuine. I think a couple of them have featured before over the years of broadcasting on the show that goes like this. And then obviously I'm going to link some tracks to each of these ridiculous holidays we're going to talk about on tonight's show. In amongst all that, we're going to have some of your comments that have come in on social media, all about biscuits. Why is that happening? We have to find out what the first holiday is. But thanks so much to everyone that's got involved so far with biscuit choices. More on that to come. But today, on the 23rd of February, bear in mind, particularly in this programme, we are going to embrace ridiculous holidays that are genuinely celebrated. Today, on the 23rd of February, it is International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Now, there's a lot of that where you think, right, what? So, Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day, yeah, I understand dogs will appreciate it. If it was Dog Appreciation Day, I'd kind of go with it. If it was Biscuit Appreciation Day, I'd go with it. Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day, really, it's for dogs to decide, isn't it? Do we need to celebrate that? And then also, oh no, not just in one country, in every country in the world on the same day, we should appreciate dog biscuits. International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. How would you even go about celebrating that other than buying some dog biscuits and giving them to your dog? Which presumably you do on a fairly regular basis anyway. You don't need a holiday to highlight awareness of it. Anyway, if you've got a lot of biscuits, dog biscuits, you're going to get a lot of dogs, aren't you? They're going to run wild. It's going to be crazy. Here are the Baja Men.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
a space, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the young people had a ball cause Billy found them stepped out. Get back, Gruffy, bust Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Myself, I man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah,
yeah, yo. To Eddie Cass calling them K9. Hey,
yeah, yo.
But they tell me, hey, man, start up the party.
Yeah, yeah, yo.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I heard a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, I told you. It's nothing if we don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
I told you it's nothing if we don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
The ball cause Billy Bonders get out. Get back, Gruffy, bust Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking to the prison, Digimon is picking them down. Me and my white talk, short, deal, and gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. This I'm the man of the land, with it to me, the two.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have you here. That was the Baha Men and Who Let the Dogs Out, because the 23rd of February today, in case you were wondering, yes, it is International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. And all throughout the show, we're going to celebrate the ridiculous holidays that exist, that actually have people out there that go, oh, it's that holiday, I must do something about that today. And we're not just going to embrace one of them, we're going to embrace 10 of them. Now, we have a couple of tracks that link to each ridiculous holiday, and we've got to squeeze in celebrity birthdays. We may even get the return of Ben's impossible question tonight, which could be exciting.
Not true. That's impossible.
More news on that still to come, and yes, thanks to you, I will be reading out some of the biscuits you would like to talk about, because it is International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Clearly I've started with a track that links to dogs, and it got me thinking, not really about dog biscuits, I don't have a wide depth of knowledge about the range and excitement involved in the dog biscuiting world, but I know a lot about human biscuits and biscuits that appeal to me. Therefore, I asked my lovely Leg End listeners this oh-so-difficult question. Just imagine for a moment that you found out the devastating news that all types of biscuits would be erased from existence, but you are allowed to save three types of biscuits. Which do you choose? Now that is a conundrum, isn't it? Which would you choose? You can only save three types of biscuits. Now, I will be, throughout the show, revealing what some of my lovely listeners have put in answer to this terrible question, and some of them are surprising, but whichever appear more frequently will be the three that are nominated for saving by the end of this programme. So you are heartily encouraged to be interactive. There is a post on Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, shared to my personal page as well, my avatar with a kind of purpley and yellow background, asking, all types of biscuits will be erased from existence, but you can save three. Which do you choose? Comment below. If you've not done so yet, please comment with your three biscuits. I'll be keeping a tally as the show develops, and whichever three biscuits have the most votes, they will be the ones we save. In the end, in the event of Biscuitgeddon, so to speak, which are the three that are going to survive? All others will be out of existence forever. It's a desperate situation. Come on, people, cast your votes on social media. While we all come to terms with that, can we find a biscuit-related track? That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Here's one from Urban Cookie Collective. I was excited when I remembered that. Enjoyed that. Urban Cookie Collective, The Key, The Secret. Yes, we were talking about biscuits in the early part of this show. We're already about to move on to the next ridiculous holiday. But don't despair, the debate on biscuits will rage throughout the entire show. I've already been sent in 16 different types of biscuits that various people would like to nominate for saving, if you're only allowed to save three. So a lot of people have cast votes. Some of them have occurred more than once, so some of them are in the lead. But if you want to cast your vote, find the relevant place on Facebook, my Ben Simmons profile, my Ben Simmons radio profile, and, you know, get your nominations down in a comment in the correct place, and then we can tally them up at the end of the show and find out the definitive three biscuits that will be saved. Will it be the ones you wanted? Do you need to get some of your friends to vote with you? You know, share the link, please. Let's get it out there. This could be a big decision tonight. But moving away from biscuits, at least musically, we are celebrating truly ridiculous holidays throughout this show because I haven't done it really. I've shied away from it the last few weeks, but we're back with a vengeance tonight. So what ridiculous holiday is coming next? Again, bear in mind I'm going to find tracks that link to these holidays. So I don't normally get to deal with anything that doesn't occur on a Tuesday, but I've gone for it tonight. I've just gone back in the last few weeks and found whatever I could. So on the 20th of February, these are genuine. 20th of February, people all over the world celebrate National Handcuff Day. Why on earth they need to be celebrated with a day, with a special day? Do members of the police force go, "Yeah, well, it's baton only for me today," or "no arrests today," or they go, "Well, it's National Handcuff Day, you know, let's get ready, let's get those handcuffs ready"? Oh yes, National Handcuff Day, 20th of February. To that end, let's get another track on before I lose the will to mention handcuffs. This is Tina Arena.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic Tina Arena track there to help us celebrate National Handcuff Day on the 20th of February. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's one of those where you go, really? That is utterly ridiculous. Presumably, if you're forced to be in handcuffs in whatever situation you get yourself into, you don't want to be in them anymore. You want a bit of freedom, don't you? Over to Ultra and Arte. Ultranate and Free there on this show where we really are embracing the ridiculous holidays that have occurred over the last few weeks, interspersed with biscuit talk, because the first holiday was to do with dog biscuits, which inspired me to think about human biscuits. And like I said, many of you have sent in your suggestions of your favourite biscuits that you would save in the event of Biscuitgeddon, all biscuits being wiped out, but you can only save three types. Naomi Bushell would save a fig roll, a bourbon, and a chocolate digestive. And that's not one of each. Those are the types of biscuits that would survive. Fig rolls, bourbons and chocolate digestives. Good choice. Nick Murphy says, I know they're not technically biscuits, but Jaffa cakes. Right, he goes with fig rolls as well. And raisin cookies. The classic Oaten raisin cookie. I've enjoyed myself many times from supermarkets. So yeah, okay. Interesting selections. Not your regular selections there. Stephen Clarkson said, chocolate hobnobs, caramel digestives, jammy dodgers. Excellent choices. All excellent choices. More of your choices coming up later on in the show. But now we have to talk about another ridiculous holiday. And here's one that almost beggars belief. They are all real. I do feel the need to keep saying it. Okay. On the 18th of February, every year, this day comes round. Get ready for it. Cow milked while flying in an aeroplane day. Oh, come on. Right. What? Cow milked while flying in an aeroplane day. Let me give you the history of this. On February the 18th, 1930, a Guernsey cow named Nellie J flew from Bismarck, Missouri on a Ford trimotor plane to the International Aviation Exhibition in St. Louis. Nellie J was chosen because she was a high milk producing cow and she had a calm nature. The trip was taken to show the ability of the aircraft and to take scientific data about the cow's behaviour. During the 72-mile flight, the milk Nellie J gave was packaged in paper cartons and was then parachuted to spectators who were watching the flight. She reportedly produced 24 quarts of milk during the flight. How much is that? I can't convert quarts. Anyway, it's even believed that she became known as the Sky Queen after the flight. So that day has been observed. It's not a recent thing. Since 1930, cow milked while flying in an aeroplane day. Of all the wacky holidays I've ever heard of while bringing you this programme, that one has to be right up there. I'm just trying to think back to some of the more ridiculous ones. Measure your feet day, slap your irritating co-worker day. Cow milked while flying an aeroplane day. Got to be in the top five ever of utterly, utterly, unbelievably ridiculous holidays. How on earth can we find tracks that link to that? Well, if you know the original Men in Black film soundtrack, like I do, you'll know there's a track on there by an artist called Buckshot LaFonk. And you'll know that that track is called Some Cow Fonk. It's an instrumental, they don't sing about cows in it, but it genuinely is. Trust me, Shazam it, Buckshot LaFonk. Bit of a build-up there, and here it comes. It's very quiet to begin with. Come on, Buckshot, turn your volume up. It will kick in, I promise.
Let her go!
There he is!
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Some Cow Funk, brackets, more tea, Vicar, from Buckshot LaFunk. Genuinely true, almost as stupid as the holiday that it was played in honour of. Cow milked while flying in an aeroplane day. Yes, it is a genuine thing. Ellie from Beckles tells me there are 2 pints in a quart, which means that cow that produced 24 quarts of milk whilst in flight in an aeroplane, that was almost 50 pints. Did it taste better? A pint of milk from a cow that was milked whilst flying in an aeroplane? You know, who knows? Who knows? It was the height of fashion. That's the best I can come up with at short notice. Sorry about that. Anyway, yes, we are still looking at cow milked while flying in an aeroplane day, at least for one more track, and a little bit of an obvious track when you really think about tracks with milk or cows in. It's Garbage and Cows. No, they've never done a track called Cows. It's called Milk.
Phoenix FM.
And that was Garbage and Milk. Let's hark back to some more of your biscuit suggestions. Where did we get to? Stephen Clarkson was the last person we mentioned. Then a bit indecisive from Rachel Woollett, a regular contributor to this programme. But tonight, bearing in mind you have to save three types of biscuits, she said fig rolls, lemon puffs, can't decide on a third. You can decide on the first two, not a third. Little bit sitting on the fence there, Rachel. Megan Doherty says custard creams, chocolate hobnobs, plain digestives. Fellow Phoenix presenter Spencer Carter says chocolate hobnobs, custard creams, Viennese chocolate biscuits. That was one I wouldn't have thought of. Cheeky Viennese there from Spencer. Well done, sir. More of your biscuit saviour suggestions will come up throughout the rest of the programme. But for now, we can fortunately move away from the fact that the 18th of February is cow milked while flying in an aeroplane day. It's time for a new wacky holiday. 14th of February, we all know what that is, but did you know it's also something else? Oh yes, we're all lovey-dovey on that day, but the 14th of February is National Ferris Wheel Day. Yep, so, you know, if you've never been on the London Eye, do it on Valentine's Day. It'll cost a lot more, but at least you're doing it on the right day. Yes, National Ferris Wheel Day, the 14th of February. You don't have to go on the London Eye, but it is a big Ferris wheel, isn't it? You could just go to a regular fairground, regular Ferris wheel, size Ferris wheel. There's a sentence I never thought I'd say, but that's the beauty of the show that goes like this. Keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM. Tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And remember, if you're on Mixcloud, mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, you'll get the webcam feed to see my lovely features here in the studio. Highly recommended for everyone. And now we need a track to link to Ferris wheels. Here's Tina.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy. But there's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute
of
sleep.
Rough.
And now
we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
then.
Easy.
Big wheel, keep
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
Bone burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling. Ooh, rolling. Ooh, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story.
Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man
every night and day.
And I never lost one minute of sleep.
And I was worried
about the way that things might have been.
You know that
big wheel keep on turning.
Links to Ferris wheels.
Primary keep on burning. Saw all the good side of
big wheel keep on turning on, well, not quite National Ferris Wheel Day. It was Valentine's Day. That's why Tina was on with Proud Mary. Oh, yes, bit of an epic track that, but very, very appropriate. And just so I don't run out of time later on in the show, we're going to get into the next track quite quickly. So what else links to Ferris wheels? Slightly tenuously, here's Kylie. Remember the video. By Kylie in gold hot pants.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, looking at the biscuit saving suggestions that have come in so far, fig rolls have featured quite prominently, and someone has mentioned this. Prepare to be grossed out if you didn't know this, and then prepare to be relieved when I give you some more information. But there has been a rumour going round that figs, and therefore fig rolls which contain parts of figs, have bits of dead wasps in them. Now, if you've not heard this before, you may be going, what the heck are you talking about? But yes, apparently that is a thing, because wasps pollinate figs, and sometimes they stay in the fig when they die, and we eat figs, don't we? So technically, could be eating dead wasps. Well, that was the myth, if you like. Let me read this, that thanks to my exhaustive research on the internet, has come to light. Certain types of fig are male and female, and so require a special breed of wasp to pollinate the female fig. The female wasp crawls inside through a hole so narrow she loses her wings in the process and becomes trapped. If the fig is a male, she lays her eggs inside. These hatch into larvae that burrow out, turn into wasps and fly off, carrying fig pollen with them. If the wasp climbs into a female fig, she pollinates it but cannot lay her eggs and dies alone. That's a bit sad. Luckily, the female fig produces an enzyme that digests this wasp completely. Crunchy bits in figs are seeds, not wasp parts. Thank goodness for that. I'm slightly worried that it says the female fig produces an enzyme that digests the wasp completely. Male fig? Does it do it? Right, let's move on. Let's move on before we upset ourselves. And let's move on to a new holiday. We've had National Ferris Wheel Day. Let's go back a couple of days. The 12th of February is National No One Eats Alone Day. What? No one eats alone? Is that like you're not allowed to eat alone, is it? Criminal offence on No One Eats Alone Day to eat alone? What if you want to eat alone? Actually, some more exhaustive research shows this is kind of when students are starting at a new school or college or educational establishment. It came about in about 2012, apparently, and teaches students how to make friends and create a culture of belonging. So, yes, they didn't want people to sit down in a canteen not knowing anyone and eat alone. So it's all about inclusivity and encouraging people to talk, to get together, to socialise during mealtimes. Obviously, came about before COVID. Now, it's a bit difficult to do anything other than eat with the people you live with, isn't it? But as of May or June or whenever it's less restricted, we'll be able to again eat with other people. But no one eats alone. It's kind of a nice sentiment, but it just sounds a bit ridiculous, I thought. National No One Eats Alone Day. How can we celebrate that musically? Here's Heart. They're alone.
Oh, Phoenix FM.
That was Heart and Alone. No One Eats Alone Day is the 12th of February. And thanks to exhaustive research from my lovely Leg End listeners, Elias said this. There is a phrase people used to use if they were eating alone. They would tell people they were dining with Duke Humphrey. I'd not heard of that. Okay. No, she's then qualified it and said it was slightly wrong. To dine with Duke Humphrey is to go without dinner. The phrase refers to the story of a man who, while visiting the tomb of Duke Humphrey of Gloucester, was locked in the abbey and missed his dinner. Ah, see, so why are you so hungry? Didn't you eat dinner? No, I got stuck in a meeting, so I dined with Duke Humphrey. There we go. Right. Okay. Well, we are heavily biscuit-related on tonight's show, as well as wacky holidays. Let me share some of the other biscuits that were voted for. Remember, the question was, if all biscuits were going to be erased from existence, but you could save three types, what would you save? And Paul Milton said shortbread, hobnobs and chocolate digestives. Barbara Ferry's gone a bit wacky and said, oh, crumbs, there's been a fight in a biscuit tin. A lad called Rocky hit a penguin over the head with a club, tied him to a wagon wheel with a blue ribbon and made his breakaway in a taxi. Very clever. I like that. Hasn't told me your favourite three, though, has it? Chris Grantham says chocolate hobnobs, regular hobnobs, chocolate digestives. Craziness. More coming later, but we need another track that links to not eating alone or not being alone. Presumably, if you don't want to be alone, you'd go anywhere to not be alone. Just as Rita Ora would.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation. Anyway.
Phoenix FM.
That was Rita Ora's Anywhere, and as we are now into the second hour of tonight's show that goes like this, it's time to share with you tonight's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible!
And because I will heartily enjoy harking back to biscuits throughout this show, I'm simply asking this. Even those that know me well will not necessarily know this. For tonight's impossible question, have a guess at what my one favourite biscuit is. Above all others, what is my favourite biscuit? That is tonight's impossible question. You can now find a post about that on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, shared to my personal page as well. Comment below with your guess. What is my favourite biscuit? The winner of the impossible question could be Legend of the Week tonight. It may be one and the same. It's, you know, anything can happen on the show that goes like this. So what is my favourite biscuit? If you still want to mention your three types of biscuits you would save in the event of Biscuitgeddon, then that post is just beneath. So feel free to scroll down. Have a look at all of it. Have a look at phoenixfm.com as well for loads of exciting articles. Keep it here, 98.0 if you're in the area. phoenixfm.com if you're not. Or tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And join us on Mixcloud as well if you want to see me in the studio. Mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix FM. What's coming now then? Well, wacky holiday-wise, I think we're done and dusted with No One Eats Alone Day. But did you know, on the 7th of February, there's another one. It's kind of worthy, but a bit ridiculous. 7th of February, National Periodic Table Day. I can remember from chemistry lessons the first few elements of the periodic table. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, I think. Then it might be sodium, is it? Magnesium, then I'm struggling. And also, they're discovering new elements all the time, aren't they? I say it all the time. Obviously, it's a bit of a big discovery when it happens. But I'm pretty sure when I was at school, there were about 104 elements. And I look now at an interactive periodic table online, and apparently element number 104 is Rutherfordium, which I don't remember knowing about. But now, obviously, it's been a few years since I left school. There are 118 elements, the last of which is oganesson. 117th element, tennessine. Yeah, 116th, livermorium. See, none of these have I heard of. You have to go online and look at a periodic table. You've got all your favourites, your potassiums at number 19, your calcium at number 20, your nickel at 28, your iron at 26, arsenic at 33, krypton, that's exciting, at 36, yes. What else? Cadmium, number 48. Tin, always used to throw me that, number 50. SN, the abbreviation for tin on the periodic table. Why does it begin with a T? I don't understand. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, National Periodic Table Day was back on the 7th of February. Whilst it's good to learn the periodic table, particularly if you're studying sciences, and just for general knowledge anyway, do we need a day? Do we need a day to go, now everyone, focus on the periodic table. 364 days of the year, don't care about it. But on National Periodic Table Day, care about it. Well, how can you find tracks that link to the periodic table? You find ones that link to individual elements, don't you? Here's Bob Marley. Lion and Zion, not in the periodic table. Like iron. To save the life I live. Element 26. There it is. Like a lion in Zion. I'm gonna be iron. Like a lion in Zion. Iron, lion, Zion. I'm on the run. But I ain't got no gun. See, they want
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Indeed it is, and if you've just tuned in and you'd like to be interactive on tonight's show, then do feel free to go onto Facebook and have a look at my profile, my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well, where we are asking Ben's impossible question this evening.
Not true. That's impossible.
Ben's impossible question for tonight is, what is my favourite biscuit? There is a post you can have a look at on the Facebook profiles and simply comment beneath to have a guess. Just go for it. So, yeah. What is my favourite biscuit? Nobody knows except me. To the best of my knowledge, there is one man who I record a podcast with called Feud for Thought, who may know because we have discussed biscuits on that podcast. But anyway, I'll leave it up to him to see if he wants to comment and try and, you know, have a go at Ben's impossible question tonight. But we are now talking about the fact it is on the 7th of February, National Periodic Table Day, hence the track Iron, F-E, yes, Lion Zion, from Bob Marley and the Wailers. But now time for another one, time for another element. And this one is number 22 on the periodic table. Did David Guetta know that when he produced this track featuring Sia? One of my favourite tracks. Not one of my favourite biscuits. That's for you to have a go at. No one's got it right yet, by the way, if that helps.
You shut it out, but I can't. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized, but how I are, but it's weak to say. Shoot me down, but I get up. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away. You will have further to fall. Ghost town, haunted love. Raise your voice. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Talking loud, not saying much. I'm bulletproof. Nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was David Guetta and Titanium. I'm just being very entertained by an interaction on Facebook right now by Laden Tunchai, who's trying to guess my favourite biscuit, and it's just coming up with a huge list of biscuits, which is very impressive. And she doesn't hail from this country originally. I think she's originally from Cyprus. But, you have to look a long way down the thread, but she's getting good at guessing what could possibly be my favourite biscuit. And she clearly knows her biscuits very well. So very well done to Laden Tunchai. Right, well, that was the classic David Guetta and Titanium, one of my favourite tracks. And we are talking about that because we were talking about the 7th of February being National Periodic Table Day. It's weird now because we've moved on. We talked about biscuits right at the start of the show. We're keeping them permeating the entire show, but it's weird to be constantly moving on. But don't worry, biscuit fans, we will keep coming back to them. Biscuits all started because today's wacky holiday is International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Can you believe it? But if you want another wacky one, well, the 1st of February is National Serpent Day. Do we need a National Serpent Day? Really? I don't know. But it is, anyway. So, yeah, you go right back to the 1st of February, National Serpent Day. Quite difficult to find tracks that link to serpents. Here's Poison. See what I did there? Start with some heavy breathing, always good. Every rose has its thorn.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sees a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Then on the radio, yeah, the DJ said it was a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like a knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar received a love that night about knowing what to say. Instead of making love, We both made a silver wings. And now I he found somebody new. And that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears up inside. And to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, I have to say, well done to the persistence and dedication of Laden Tundrai on Facebook, who has, if you're prepared to scroll a very, very long way down, who has ultimately discovered my favourite biscuit. But we'll leave the actual result of the impossible question for a few minutes longer in case anyone wants to have a guess. And remember, you can still vote for your three types of biscuits you would like to save in the event of Biscuitgeddon. But although biscuits permeate the show, we are currently thinking about the 1st of February being National Serpent Day. And to that end, we played Poison. With Every Rose Has Its Thorn. It's difficult to find tracks that link to serpents. I was struggling a bit earlier on, and then I thought, serpents are quite snake-like, aren't they? Is a snake a serpent by definition? I'm not sure I want to get into it. But anyway, creatures like serpents and snakes shed their skin famously, don't they? Do they do it 7 times in their lives? Whether they do or not, I don't care. Here's Shed 7.
Yeah. Phoenix FM.
Shed 7 and Disco Down there. At my, what was it, celebratory end of first year in halls at university in Leeds, we had Shed 7 play at our Halls of Residence gig. And I think anyone had only heard of Chasing Rainbows at that point. But I do like a bit of Disco Down from Shed 7 there. Played because the 1st of February is National Serpent Day. And thanks to exhaustive research from Ellie from Beckles, serpents and snakes, basically the same thing. I'm not going to go into reading out everything she's put, but that's basically the gist of it. But thank you very much for sending that, Ellie. And also thanks to Jed on the Isle of Wight, who suggests my favourite biscuit could be McTitty's Suggestives, which I do really like. To everybody that's had a guess, you've all been fabulous. Thank you very much. Keep them coming in this biscuit-related, ridiculous holiday-related episode of the show that goes like this tonight. Hope your Tuesday is treating you very well. What's coming next? Well, we've got to move back to the 31st of January. What wacky holiday occurs on that day? Well, did you know, on that day, you should inspire your heart with art. What? Sorry, why? Because it's Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. I don't know what that really needs to be, you know. It could be like Enjoy Art Day, Appreciate Art Day, but no, Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Utterly, utterly ridiculous wording, probably a worthy cause, probably marvellous to embrace all forms of art, you know, but Inspire Your Heart with Art. Just call it Art Appreciation Day, you know, you've just put fancy words to it. Anyway, we're thinking about hearts. Art is in the word heart, makes it a bit easier to find tracks. Toni Braxton wants hers unbroken, now that is tricky.
Yeah.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this. Somehow we're into the last quarter of the show already. How has it happened? It's flown by for me so far. Hopefully for you guys listening out there as well. Remember, if you want to see me in the studio, you can also tune in to our webcam live feed by going to mixcloud.com and searching for Phoenix FM, and then you can just click a link and get our feed into the studio. If you want to join the chat box on Mixcloud, then you need to have a Mixcloud account, but it's very easy to set one up. But feel free to have a look and see what's actually going on in the studio. Quite informative, if you are of that inclination. Now, so much is going on in terms of biscuits throughout this show. And just to recap, for those of you that do follow this programme regularly and know that I talk about wacky holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast, I did say earlier on tonight that as I haven't referred to wacky holidays for a few weeks, I was going to bring them back with a vengeance tonight and be able to chat about ones that also don't occur on the day my show usually happens. So it's given me a chance to look at some of the more ridiculous holidays out there. Yes, exhaustive research always goes on in preparation for the show that goes like this. And stay tuned, I have now made the decision that when I reveal my favourite biscuit to the nation on the air in about 15 minutes' time, the person who's guessed it correctly will also be my legend of the week, as well as the person who's got Ben's impossible question right tonight.
Not true. That's impossible!
Well, of all the impossible questions, it's one of the easier ones, I think. Yes, there are an awful lot of biscuits out there, but just having a guess at someone's favourite biscuit, it's not as hard as some of the conundrums I've set you on this programme previously, so have a guess. You might as well. And there's some interesting chat going on social media channels right now. I did a disservice to someone who sent me a message quite a while ago and just failed to read it out. The fabulous Ron Wilmot, who regularly contributes to this programme. We were talking about fig rolls and wasps earlier and the horrible myth that bits of wasps exist in figs. And Ron said, I still like dunking fig rolls, which will drown the wasps. Yeah, yeah, very good point. So thanks for sharing, Ron. Always lovely to hear from you. Lovely to hear from anyone on this programme, just to make it that little bit more interactive than some of the others here on Phoenix FM. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for getting involved. Thanks for letting me know you're out there and tuned in. I had a lovely message from a lady earlier on this week, Pat Wenham, down in the southwest, who lives near where our Christmas show was in Barnstaple in Devon. And she was a big supporter of that show. And she says she tuned in to the show that goes like this and really enjoys it. So thanks, Pat. If you're listening again tonight, hello to you as well. And hello to all my lovely Leg End listeners, all my regular contributors. Thanks so much for being out there once again. What's coming now then? Well, another track that links to Inspire Your Heart with Art Day, which does occur on the 31st of January every year. Hearts, tracks, songs, famous ones. Blondie.
We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, remember earlier on, I did ask the question, if there was Biscuitgeddon, all biscuits were going to be erased from existence and you could only save three types of biscuits for all time, which would you save? The votes came in. You voted in your droves. Thank you so much to those of you who send in all kinds of suggestions. We've got the likes of Jaffa Cakes, Caramel Digestives, Custard Creams, Viennese, Chocolate Biscuits, Shortbread, Hobnobs, Ginger Nuts, Coconut Rings, Kit Kats, Viscount Biscuits. There's a lesser known one that's very enjoyable. But the top three in terms of numbers of votes cast, and therefore the ones that the show that goes like this is going to save, are Chocolate Digestives, Chocolate Hobnobs, and shockingly, as far as I'm concerned, I would never have thought this, a Fig Roll. There you go. Chocolate Hobnobs, Chocolate Digestives, Fig Rolls. They are being saved. The rest, gone. Unbelievable. Right, moving on. We need another wacky holiday. We're embracing them heavily today. 30th of January, that sees celebrated all across the world. School Day of Non-Violence and Peace. Which implies that a lot of children go to school looking to commit violence. And it seems a bit tautologous as well, which I think is far too verbose for any kind of radio show. But yes, a bit unnecessary where you say the same thing twice. Non-violence and peace. If you're non-violent, well, maybe you're just not... strictly peaceful if you're non-violent, are you? I don't know. It's just not being violent. It's not the same as being peaceful. Okay, well, maybe I've talked myself out of it. But School Day of Non-Violence and Peace occurs every year on the 30th of January. I don't know what's going on there, but the Black Eyed Peas are asking where the love is.
Addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Ain't the same, always in change. New days are strange, is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the truth, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
Where is the love? Where is the love?
the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.
I'm killing people, dying, children hurting, and crying. When you come, I see the guns practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Phoenix FM.
And that was the Black Eyed Peas with Where Is The Love, while we celebrate School Day of Non-Violence and Peace. Yes, don't go to school and commit violence. That would be ridiculous. Let's have another day. Yeah, always another day. Let's have another song that helps us do that. Celebrate School Days of Non-Violence and Peace. Everything peaceful. Here's John Lennon. Oh yes, John Lennon and Imagine. So that's the end of School Day of Non-Violence and Peace. one final holiday to talk about. I wanted to squeeze a couple of tracks in and sum up the entire show before I leave you and Rob Harvey takes over with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock, so keep it here. But next, we go back to the 22nd of January and to a very ridiculous, wacky holiday. And on that date, you will find it is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. What? Yeah, that really is a thing. Answer your cat's questions. I can't bring myself to even tell you any more about it. Quite frankly, ridiculous. Here's a track that links to it, though. Katy Perry. Well, cats meow, but occasionally they roar if they're big cats.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up, get ready cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the home stretch of the show that goes like this now. Just a couple of minutes to try and sum it all up. Well, who'd have thought we'd talk about International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day, National Handcuff Day, Cow Milked While Flying in an Aeroplane Day, National Ferris Wheel Day, National No One Eats Alone Day, National Periodic Table Day, National Serpent Day, Inspire Your Heart with Art Day, School Day of Nonviolence and Peace, and Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. All genuine holidays that exist. But going throughout the whole show tonight, everybody's favourite topic has clearly been about biscuits, and I haven't yet answered what my favourite biscuit was. I have to say a huge thanks to everyone that had a guess. There's some very entertaining threads on my Facebook profile right now if you want to have a scan down it. The likes of Graham Long's had a guess, Karen Owen. Jed Gleason's been brilliant and come up with some hilarious things like McTitty's suggestives, but anyway. Maria on the Isle of Wight has been there. Paul Milton's weighed in. Daniel Perry, Nick Murphy. But the winner of Ben's Impossible Question, therefore also my legend of the week tonight, and somebody who guessed and showed a very impressive depth of knowledge on biscuits, is Tonight's Legend of the Week and the winner of the Impossible Question, it's Laden Tunçay. Huge congratulations to you, and as I've said to her, if ever I meet up with her again, we have to have biscuits now. Now we know that I like, my favourite biscuit is a bourbon. A bourbon biscuit is my favourite. There's no judgement there, it's just the greatest biscuit in the world. As far as I'm concerned, let's not get into intense debates about it, but if anybody wants to get me presents, get me bourbon biscuits, that's all I'm saying. Gonna leave you now with another track that links to answering Kat's questions. It's one of my favourite tracks from quite a while back. Janet Jackson, I'll see you next week. Rob's up next, it's Black Kat to play us out.